Today's Shi'ez Masechta Bei Yadaf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mishilim Peres Darach Aruba B'yontif. One could throw fruits down the chimney on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, At Kama, how much fruit may be thrown down the chimney on Yontif? Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, Vamar Lei, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kaisa Shaninu. It's similar to a halacha that we learned in Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Vav on the base teaches us, Befanim Abba V'chamish Kupais, halacha is that you could move four or five barrels. The Yerushalmi Masechta Shabbos Taisvis quotes that Yerushalmi says that each one of these barrels holds three son. One can move four or five barrels, Shatevin Vishel Tua Ne Archim, from straw, from Tua, that you invited guests to your home and you need space for them, for where they should be able to sit. So the halacha is you can move this many barrels, or Mene Bittel Beis HaMedrash. There's not enough place for the Talmidim to sit by the shear. The halacha is you can move four or five barrels to make room for them to be able to sit. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos discusses what does the Mishnah mean when it says four or five. Shmuel's opinion is that when the Gemara over there used the wording four or five, what it means to say is that's the way people speak. It's not specifically four, it's not specifically five, it's just the way people express themselves. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav Chisda explains it differently. He says the halacha is that we're not allowed to remove all the barrels from a certain place on Yontif because it looks like you're worried that if you're going to have an empty space, then people are going to come and clear that space and be mashvigumas. So if there are five barrels, you're allowed to take four, leave one barrel there. If there are more than five barrels, so you could take up to a maximum, says Rav Chisda, of five barrels. So the Gemara wants to say that just like over there, the halacha is that you're allowed to take four or five, so too in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Mishilin, Derech Aruba, it's four or five barrels. As says the Gemara, V'dilma Shani Hasam, we can't bring a raya from that din to our din. There, Dikabit Beis Medrash. Therefore, we could be more lenient. Aval Hacha, the Lekabitl Beis Medrash. We're worried about the rain in our Mishnah, but it's not Bitl Beis Medrash that we're not going to have an ability to learn. Loi, we're not that lenient. Inami, Hasam, Hanatama, the Abba Chabu, Chamisha Kupashari. Over there, the halacha is four or five a mutter. Mishum Shabbos, the Chamir, Veloy Osel Azuzabai. Shabbos, people are very concerned about Shabbos. People know that Shabbos is much more serious than Yontif. Shabbos, if somebody's Mechal Shabbos, B'mezid, there's a Chiv Karis, there's a Chiv Skila. And that's why Chazal allowed us to move four or five barrels. Av Yontif, when we speak about Yontif the Kill, which is not as serious as Shabbos, also Lezuzule Bey, then people, if we allow them to be lenient, they may be too lenient, and the halacha therefore is klal klal loy. There's a shaila in the Rishonim, what is the proper girsa? The halacha, the girsa of klal loy means nothing at all, but that's hard to explain when our Mishnah explicitly said that you're allowed to move. They say therefore what the Gemara means to say is that the amount of barrels that will be allowed to be moved on Yontif are less than Shabbos. Inami. On the other hand, we could learn. We could make a counter argument. Lidach Gisa, Hasam Hanutama. There, on Shabbos, we only allowed four or five barrels to be moved. The Lekka have some moment. There's no financial issue in the consideration. Aval Hochadikim have some moment. In our case, where it is have some moment, maybe I feel a tuva nami loy. So the Rishash and many Mefarshim ask, isn't Bittel Beis HaMedrash more important than money? So if over there, for Bittel Beis HaMedrash, we're only allowing you to move four or five baskets. So certainly here, where it's a question of money only, we should be more strict and not more lenient. So Rishash answers that here, obviously, because it's Yontif, we're lenient because of Hefsa Mammon. Because if we weren't lenient for Hefsa Mammon, then we shouldn't be lenient at all. So once we're lenient for Hefsa Mammon, maybe we're lenient even for more than four or five barrels. That if once Chazal taught us that in Yontif we could be lenient, maybe what they meant to teach us was that we could be lenient even for more. Numa asks another question. Hasim Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos teaches us that we can move four or five baskets, avalayas oitzer, but we can't clear out a warehouse. Rama Shmuel, and Shmuel explained what does it mean when the Mishnah says avalayas oitzer. Aval layigmas oitzer kulay, as we explained earlier, we're not allowed to completely remove all the barrels. Dilma osla shvui goymas, because Chazal were concerned that a person, if he sees that the entire floor is open, then the halacha is that he may come to clear out the floor. And as the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explains, it's not a question that he may do that b'shogeg, because Shmuel, he says, follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that a Dovish Eina Meskavin is not Osir on Shabbos. The concern is that once he sees the way his floor of his warehouse looks, he may deliberately glow and clear it out on Shabbos. So the Meiri explains, as long as there are barrels still there, the person is not really focused on the floor of the warehouse. Once all of the barrels are removed, that's when he starts thinking and thinking about how does my warehouse look. So now the Gemara says, Hachamai, what's going to be the halacha by Yontif? Hasam hu b'Shabbos d'asam mishum d'chamer. By Shabbos, where doing malacha is so serious, it could come to achiv skila rechman tzlan. That's why Chazal said avalayas oitzer. Ab Yontif the kill, where doing malacha on Yontif is not as serious as doing malacha on Shabbos. Shapadami, maybe you're allowed to clear out the entire area. Adilma hasam d'ikabes b'tlbeis medrash. There, if the concern is Bittel Beis HaMedrash, still Amrit Loi, we're not allowed to clear out the entire area. Hacha, the Lekel Bittel Beis HaMedrash, it's only consideration of money, like Hoshkein, that we should be more lenient. So, the question is, that as the Sefer Beis Yosef, if the concern is that if he's taking out the entire barrel, and he's going to therefore use that place now for play, all the barrels, he's going to want to live there, and he's going to see that the floor is not clear, he's going to be doing Shvui Gomes. But here, in our Mishnah, we're not talking about a warehouse. But our Mishnah is talking about a roof. Nobody's going to go live on the roof, especially when it's going to rain. So the answer is that once we're concerned, Chazal teach us, the once we're concerned that if you're going to see that the floor is not level, you're going to do something, the halacha is that we have to be more machmer. So the Pnei Yeshua says that just like our Gemara says that Shabbos is more chomer, why doesn't the Gemara ask the Pnei Yeshua say the other side? Shabbos is more chomer, and people will be machmer on Shabbos. So Yontif, which people won't treat so seriously, we certainly ought to be machmer. So he says that the only time we have that consideration is by something which is really mutter on Yontif. That means carrying is mutter on Yontif, explains the Pnei Yeshua. So Chazal were concerned that if we're going to be lenient in carrying, people are going to carry even when we may not carry. But here, we're not talking about that type of situation, and therefore, we could be more lenient. Another question. Hachatanan, Meshilim Peres Derech Ruba B'Yontif. Will I throw down the fruit through the chimney on Yontif because of the rain? Vam Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman explained that this din of the Mishnah, Loshan al-Boysa Agag, we're only allowed to throw down the fruit on the chimney that the fruit are on. Avol migag legag, to take the fruit from one chimney to another chimney, loy. That Chazal did not allow. V'tanya nami hachi, ema talflim migag legag. The Brisa clearly teaches us we're not allowed to take fruit from one roof to another fruit. V'filo shegagav sayin shoven, even if they're all on the same level. And again, the reason is because of the dechol. Hosamai, what's going to be the halacha on Shabbos? Are we going to be, when we're allowed to clear out baskets, maybe move them from one roof to another, or from one chotzer to another? What's the question? Yontif, people don't take that seriously, and therefore we have to be machmer. Avil Shabbos the Chamir v'layosel azuzulabei. Shabbos people take much more seriously. Shabbadami, therefore we can be more lenient. Adama mahoch they can have separus amrit loy. Here, where there's a serious loss on the table, we're still being machmer hochsom the leka of separus where there is no hef separus loy. We should not be makel. Another question. Hachatanya, in regarding the fruit that's being thrown down the chimney on Yontif, the Brisa says, Lo yishal shleim b'chevel b'chalois. If you don't have a chimney, and what you have is a wall around your roof, and you have a window on that in that wall, you can't throw the fruit through that window. Put rope around it, and then lower them through the window, because that represents too much of a tircha. You can't take them down ladders. Again, represents too much of a tircha. Ask the Gemara Hosamai, what's going to be the halacha on Shabbos? The Gemara goes the other way here. Here, we're only doing it because of financial concern. So as we explained in our previous year, there's only that much Chazal are going to be lenient for a financial consideration. Ava b'Shabbos, Shabbos with a consideration, where the question is, Dika Bittel Beis HaMedrash, and we of course want people to be able to get together and learn on Shabbos, will be more lenient. Adama, or we could make a counter-argument. Hacha Dika Efsa Peris Amrit Loi. If here, what is a serious financial consideration, we're still not lenient. Hossam, the Leka Efsa Peris there, where there's no financial consideration, like Kolshkein, that we should certainly be machmer, and the Gemara remains with a taku with all of these questions. We learned in our Mishnah, Mechasen is a peris. If we see that water is dripping on our fruits in the home, we could cover them with a cover. Amma Ula, Vafir Avir Delivni. If you have bricks set up outside, so bricks are muksa. If you're worried that they're going to get ruined because of the rain, you could take blankets to cover them, and even though the bricks themselves are muksa. Yitzchak Amar, Peiros Haruyin. The only time you could take a keli to cover fruit, a fruit that are edible, and therefore you're taking a blanket to protect something which is not muksa. But to take a blanket to protect something which is muksa may not be done on Shabbos or Yontif. Because Rav Yitzchak has a new halacha, teaches us a new halacha in Hilchos Muksa. Because v'azer Rav Yitzchak l'tamei, dam Rav Yitzchak ain klei nittel el l'dova nittel b'Shabbos. According to Rav Yitzchak, you can only move something on Shabbos for the purpose that you can only move something on Shabbos for the purpose of something which is not muksa. But if this is something which is muksa, if the fruit, as we said, is muksa, the halacha is that you can't move it. And the simple way, says the Baal Amor, of explaining Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion, is Rabbi Yitzchak follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As we've often stated, we have the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon regarding Hilchos Muksa, where Rabbi Yehuda has a stricter application of Hilchos Muksa than Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, since Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to hold that muksa is so strict that ein keli nitel ela tzarich dovah nitel b'shabbos. You could only move a keli for something which is not muksa itself. Another pshat, however, is that this, even Rav Shimon would agree, because anything that's muksa, because as we've said many times, Rav Shimon agrees that there is a concept of muksa. It just has less of a strict interpretation. He's going to hold, if it's muksa, included in the issa muksa is ein keli nitel letzorech dover hanitel. So the question is, we've learned, asked the Rajba, that animals, we could certainly put food in front of animals to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the question is, the food is being taken on behalf of the animal. We've learned that animals are muksa. So the question is, why would that not be a violation of ein keli nitel ela tzarech dover hanitel? So the Meiri's approach is that the only animal we're allowed to feed is animal that's mezonasim alecha, that we're obligated to feed that animal. And therefore, says the Meiri, in the leniency of mezonasim alecha is included a leniency that we can move a keli for, we can take the food on its purpose. But the Rajba says, since under certain circumstances an animal can be moved, therefore, if there's a circumstance that the animal could be moved, then it's not considered ein keli nitel ela tzarech dovah nitel. The Ra has a different explanation. The Ra says that the halach of ein keli nitel ela tzarech dovah nitel, look at the word, says the Ra, is a keli. That can't be moved only letzarech dovah nitel, says Rabbi Yitzchak. But food is not included in Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Ask the Gemara tonight. We learned that our Mishnah, mechasen ha-peiris b'kelim, we're allowed to cover peiris with different kelim. So it seems, peiris in only fruit, because they're not muksa. Avira, the livni lam, livni loy. But if it was bricks, which are muksa, we would not be allowed to cover them, because of Rabbi Yitzchak's concern of ein keli nitel ela tzarech dovah nitel. Answers the Gemara, no. Who adin dafir vir the livni? We're not following the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, and we would be able to take blanket to cover even bricks. So why didn't the Mishnah teach us that chiddush? Because I did the Tana Rishi Mishil and Peiris, because the Mishnah began speaking about fruit, Tana Nami Sefer Mechasen Saperis. But actually, the halach would be even by Avira the Livni as well. Ask the Gemara, Tanan. But the end of the Mishnah says, V'chein Kadi Yayin V'Kadi Shemin. The Mishnah singles out barrels of wine and barrels of oil. Now, we can't say that this was mentioned because it was mentioned in the Reisha. The Reisha of the Mishnah did not speak about barrels of wine and oil. Isn't the Mishnah coming to teach us that only barrels of wine and oil, which are edible on Yom Tov, may be covered? But if it was bricks, we couldn't cover them because ein keli nitel ela tzarech dovah nitel. Answers the Gemara, hachem ma'iskinen, we're talking about fruits which are tevel. So actually, the fruits are tevel, they are muksa. And still, the Mishnah is teaching us we're allowed to take something to cover them on Shabbos. So Taisus asks, we just learned in our previous shiurim that tevel is not muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the reason tevel is not muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the halacha is shem over v'siknoi mesukin, that if somebody went and took off the trumas and maestros, which of course on Shabbos and Yom Tov you ought not to, the halacha is that it's valid. So that's why tevel is not muksa. So what's the Gemara saying that we're talking about tevel? So the Rishai Taisus answers that Ula's opinion is that at the end of the day we're talking about produce that we haven't taken off trumas and maestros. And as long as we haven't taken off the trumas and maestros, it's muksa. And yet the Mishnah is teaching us that it can be covered contrary to Rabbi Yitzchak. Hachanami Mustabra, and says the Gemara, makes sense that to explain that the kadei yayin, the kadei shemen that our Mishnah is speaking about are tevel. These salkadatach kadei yayin with kadei shemen, the teira, that we're talking about regular barrels of wine and oil. Hatanale reisha peiros, we already learned that you're allowed to cover the fruit. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? If we're going to say it's talking about tevel, So we understand why the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. That not only fruit which you can eat may be covered, because even Rabbi Yitzchak would agree to that halacha, but even fruit, even kadiyam, kadishem, which are tevel, we could take something to cover them, not like Rabbi Yitzchak. But if it's talking about regular wine and oil, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Answers the Gemara, no. Kadiyayim v'kadi shemen etzruchalei. The Mishnah that teaches kadiyayim v'kadi shemen. The Saka Data Chamina, if we would have only had the halacha peiros in the Mishnah, we would say, hefsa meruba chashu. Chazal were concerned for hefsa meruba. And that's why they allowed us to take a keli to cover them. Hefsa mut, but when it's in barrels, even if they're going to be, even if the rain is going to fall on them, they really won't get that significantly affected. Loi chashu, and there we're not allowed to take something to cover them. Kamash melon, that the halacha is that we are allowed to. So from here says the Ramban. From here we see that Rabbi Yitzchak, who's machmer, is machmer even by a hefsed meruba. On the other hand, we who don't follow Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion are makel even in a situation of hefsed mut, and therefore we're allowed to carry something even to protect kadi yayin the kadi shayman. So the question is, why did the Mishnah just say only kadi yayin and kadi shayman? And we would have learned that if kadi yayin and kadi shayman were allowed to take something to protect, so certainly we're allowed to protect the Paris. So the Tzlach answers that if the Mishnah would have only said Kadiyayim v'Rishemen, we would have said that we're allowed to cover Avira Delivni, because letting the bricks getting ruined is certainly a Hefsa Meruba. But that maybe at this point is not true. And that's why the Mishnah specify how to speak about Paris as well. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the first halacha, we learned in our Mishnah, nois and kli tachsa d'lap b'Shabbos. We'll have to put a keli to catch the rain on Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, asked the Gemara, ain keli nittel el letzarech davar nittel. So how can we move this keli? Says the Gemara, b'dlaf haroi. It's talking about the water is drinkable, and therefore it's not being taken for something which is muksa. Rashi says the water could be drunk. You could drink that water. The Rambam is even more lenient. And the Rambam says, even if the water is enough that it can be used for washing, it's already considered not muksa, and there's no violation of ein keli nittel ela tzarech davar hanittel. Toshma, another question of Yitzchak. The Brisa says, parsa machzel sa gabel aveinu b'Shabbos. We're allowed to cover bricks on Shabbos. So we see that we're allowed to take a blanket, keli nittel, tzarech davar shen nittel. Answers the Gemara, the bricks that are being spoken about there are the isim b'binyana. They were left over from building, and therefore, chazal mizgalayu, the halacha is that they could be used to sit on. And since they could be used to sit on, that's why they're not muksam. The question is, what about moving Negelvasser on Shabbos and Yontav in the morning? We know that water was used in the morning to wash Negelvasser cannot be used for any other purpose. So the question is, how could we use that water? So I saw that the Bi'ah Halacha says a very interesting pshat. The Bi'ah Halacha explains, when we speak about something being usable or not usable, we speak about it in the physical sense. Can I use this water? Is this water that I could drink? Is this water that I could wash myself with? Water that's used for Negelvasser, there's nothing wrong with that water. There's a halachic issue, and that doesn't make it an eroy. Toshma, pars machzel gabe avon b'Shabbos. We're allowed to spread out a blanket to protect stones, even though stones are muksa. Why would Rabbi Yitzchak allow us to do that? Isn't there a rule of ein keli nittel el tzarech davar nittel? Answers the Gemara, the stones that are being referred to there are avonim rekulzaz, the chazin basically say. Those were stones that one used in the bathroom to clean themselves. Toshma, pars machzeres, al gabay kaveres tvarim b'Shabbos. Somebody could put
a blanket on top of a beehive in Shabbos, b'chama b'nei chama to protect from the sun, b'gshama b'nei gshama to protect from the rain, uvachlo yikaven lotzud, as long as you don't do a act of tzeda. As long as you don't do an act of tzeda, that's why it's mutam. So, ask the Gemara, but isn't a beehive muksa? Answers the Gemara, there's honey. And since there's honey, the halacha is that I'm doing it to protect the honey, which is not muksa. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos teaches us that you're not allowed to remove honey from a beehive. Also, there's dvash. We're not allowed to remove honey from a beehive. So why is it not muksa? So Tosfos answers that we already scraped, that we're speaking here about a case that the honey was scraped already before Shabbos or Yontif, or that it's honey that is just laying on top of it, doesn't require any scraping. What you just explained, that I'm taking the blanket to protect the honey, is understandable in the summer, dikadvash, where there's honey, and I'm trying, which is obviously not muksa, and I'm trying to protect it for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, where there is no honey in the beehive, Michael Maimer answers the Gemara, they used to leave two loaves of honey in the beehive in the winter. So from those honey, the bees would have what to survive on through the winter. But ask the Gemara, those two chalas of honey, muksasein, they're designated for the bees, and we're not using them for food. So why are we saying that they're not muksa? Answers the Gemara, the person decided before Shabbos that he's going to use those honey. And since he decided that he's going to use them, that by making that designation, the halacha is, that makes it into, that it's not muksa. But here again, the tzlach makes a very important point. Why didn't the Gemara ask the tzlach, say that we're following the opinion of Shimon, and Rav Shimon is lenient in Hilchas Muksa? The fact that the Gemara didn't give such an answer, points out the tzlach, is a raya that even Rav Shimon, who's lenient in Hilchas Muksa, is not lenient in all Hilchas Muksa. And certainly Rav Shimon will agree that honey that was designated for the bees on Shabbos is like Groigrus at Smukim, which are certainly Muksa, even according to him. But according to this understanding, the only reason we could take the blanket to cover the beehive, even in the winter, is because I intended before Shabbos and before Yontif to eat this honey. If I had not had that intention, my dalocha is usur, because ain kli nittel el tzarech dover nittel, I would not be allowed to take the blanket for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, if that's dalocha, why when we started learning this halacha, that the Braisa teaches us that we have to be careful of that it should not be my intention to catch the bees. The Braisa could have told us even a better chiddush, a bigger chiddush. That you had in mind to eat that honey on Shabbos and Yontav in the winter. The muksa and it's asr. Says the Marachikom, and that's what the Braisa means. Api shechishvaleim. First of all, of course, you have to have intention to eat from it. Otherwise, the muksa. And Rabbi Yitzchok teaches us, ain't clean nittel el letzarech devan nittel. And on top of that, uvachlo yiskaven lotzud, you have to have a mind not to catch, not to trap the bees. So says the Gemara, b'ma'akimta. So have we explained this Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda dislay muksa that holds that it's muktzah. Ask the Gemara, but aim a sefer. Bevachlo yiskaven lotzud. But you have to be careful not to intend to trap. Also, Rav Shimon, Dama Davashen Miskaven Mutter. Because according to Rav Yehuda, even if it wasn't in your intention to trap, if you have actually done an act of trapping, you're chayiv. Says the Gemara of Atizbud, Rav Shimon. Are you going to say that Rav Shimon would be lenient if you're going to trap. Even Rav Shimon, who's lenient in Hilchus, that if what I'm going to do is inevitable, is osur. So why, again, how can we explain this brisa? We have to say the Tai brisa is following the opinion of Yehuda. Here we're talking about a case, this be kavi. There are windows, and therefore the bees could fly out the window. And don't say, don't say that, because of course you're not doing an act of tzeda. Because if there's a way for the bees not to be caught, it's not tzeda. The right way to explain it is what you have to be careful is when you're covering the beehive and it has these windows from where the bees could fly out. And because it has the windows where the bees could fly out, that's why it's not called seder. Be careful not to cover those windows, because if you cover those windows, you're doing an act of seder. Ask the Gemara Peshitta, the halach is that that's usur. Answers the Gemara Madu Tema, B'minoi Nitzad. When you have something which is normally caught, usur, such an animal, there's a malacha of tzeda. But something which is shaloi b'minoi Nitzad, something which you normally don't trap this kind of thing. People don't trap bees. Mutter, you would think that you're allowed to do an act of tzeda on something like that. Kamash Milan, that the chiddush is that this tzeda even on something which is shloi b'minei nitzad. But, points out the Meiri, this that was saying that the tzeda on something which is aim b'minei nitzad is only an issa d'rabbanon. There is no issa d'raisa on catching something which is aim b'minei nitzad. The Gemara said that the reason we're allowed to take a machzelis to cover the beehive is because of the honey. And the question was, what about in the winter? The Brisa says, Ravashi, read the Brisa carefully. It didn't speak about the summer and the winter. What it spoke about was, it spoke because of the heat. Or the rain is coming. When do you have such type of weather patterns in Eretz Yisrael? Nisan and Tishrei. There's heat, there's rain, and there's honey. And it's not just honey that's put away in the beehive in the winter for food for the bees. It's honey that we will use that honey that's not muksa. And therefore the concern that the honey is muksa, and what about enkeli nitel el tzarek dava nitel, isn't relevant. We learned in the Mishnah, for nice and clean tachs at the Shabbos, we could put a keli to catch dripping rain on Shabbos. Tana says the one we learned in the Brisa, in the smala kli, if the kli gets full of rainwater, shayfach v'shayna, he could do it over and over, vein and nimna, and he doesn't have to be concerned. What are you going to do with that rainwater? Isn't that rainwater muksa? So Taisus explains that we're going to have to explain that the rainwater here is a graf sharei. And we've discussed previously in our Masechta that on Shabbos one can move a graf sharei. And again, the Rishonim make a very important point. The Rishonim make a point. Here we're seeing that Chazal were being quite lenient. Sometimes we see they were lenient. Sometimes they weren't so lenient. Says the Rashba, we have no way of being able to make the determination when Chazal were or weren't lenient. It's our job just to follow what Chazal say. Says the Gemara, Be'erichai d'Abaye Dolof, into the room where Abaye had his mill, there was a leak. Also came the Rabba. He came to Rabba and asked, what could he do? He didn't want his mill to get ruined. So Rabbi told him, Zil Ayla L'Puri Chosam, bring your bed into that room, and now the rainwater will be a graf shorei, and therefore v'afke, you'll be able to take it out. Yosef Abaye v'kokashle, so Abaye asked Rabbi, is that an acceptable approach? V'chi ois a graf shorei l'chatchila, we can't make a graf shel rei. Adahachi nofa beirachai dabaya. Meanwhile, while they were having this discussion back and forth, the whole place collapsed. Amar Abaye said, "Tesli adav namar. I deserve it because I went against what Rabbi told me. Rabbi said it's mutter. I shouldn't ask question." And the way I saw the Yamsha Shloima explains this Gemara is this was actually a tefillah that Abaye was being mispalel. He says, I was questioning Rabbi. One isn't supposed to question Rabbi. And I deserve punishment for questioning Rabbi. Halavai, that this should be the punishment." And as the Micha Shloima explains, that he wasn't really questioning Rabbi. He was just trying to understand what Rabbi says. And that still he felt was inappropriate. And again, why isn't there indeed a problem of Ein Oisin Graf Shel Rei L'Chatchila? Because here, since we have a Hefsim Merubah, so Chazal say, when it's a situation of a Hefsim Merubah, we're allowed to make a Graf Shel Rei. Amishmu, Graf Shel Rei, V'mat V'bit Shemei Reglayim, Mutter Lo Tzin L'Ashbed, a urinal, a Graf Shel Rei, a waste, or a urinal, Mutter Lo Tzin L'Ashbed, one could take him out to the garbage, Shemach Ziroi, but when you're bringing him back, one should be careful to put in, water in it, because then you won't be carrying, you'll be carrying the water, which is not muksa. Sabminei, ag graf sharei, then when speaking about the graf sharei, ag of money in b'fnei atzmalai. You're only allowed to carry out the rei if you're carrying it in a vessel. But to carry the graf sharei itself, that is usur. Toshma, says the Gemara, Dahu Agbarto, the Shtakach by Smarki, the Ravashi, there was a mouse that was found in the room where Ravashi kept his besamim. Amul Ravashi, Nekoit, Betsutsisa, grab it by its tail, Vafkua. So we see that the Graf Sharei, he was allowed to remove it because it was a Graf Sharei, and we see that we're allowed to move it directly, we don't have to move it only indirectly. Says the Mishnah, anything that Chazal said, they were not allowed to do it. That a person, that Chazal said, we shouldn't do it on Yontif, even if there's a mitzvah involved, but it's not a big mitzvah, and there's an Issa Rabbanon involved, but Chazal said, don't do it, B'Shabbos, Chayovim L'B'Yontif. Not only the Chazal say we may not do it on Shabbos, but we're not allowed to do it on Yontif either. Ve'elam B'Shem Shvus. The following acts involve an Issa D'Rabbanon. Lo'i Oilam B'Ilan, one may not climb up a tree. V'lo'i Reichman Al-Gabba Behema, one can't ride an animal. V'lo'i Shot Al-Pnei Amayim, one may not swim. The Gemara is going to explain the reason for all of these. V'lo'i Metapchim, one may not clap one hand against the other. V'loim sapkin, one may not clap by putting his hand on his feet and clap. V'loim raktim, one may not dance. All of these things are usur. And Rashi says, no matter what the reason you're doing it is, whether it's because of simcha or because of avelis, it's always usur. And the reason is, as we learned, shemi sakin klishir, you may come to fix an instrument on Shabbos Yontif. Ve'elam Hashem Rishus. What does it mean that the Rishus that we shouldn't do? Loidonin, we're not allowed to do a din Torah on Shabbos Yontif. Loi Mekachin, we're not allowed to be Mekadish and Isha. Loi Yabmin, Loi Cholza, we're not allowed to do Chalitza. Loi Miyabmin. And there's no, you're not allowed to do Yibam. So the Torah Evan asks, the Loch is one is not allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yontif, because the halacha is Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So obviously you can't do Yibam because you can't get married. So the Tori Evan answers that in the first night of Yontif, there is no Chiyuv Simcha B'Deraisa. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that we're not allowed to do Yibam even on the first night of Yontif. The Rishash says that the Isser is making a wedding Suda. That's the issue of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But by a Yibam, they didn't necessarily make a suda. And therefore, we would think that you're allowed to do it on Yontif, and Shabbos Yontif, that's what we learned, that you may not. Ve'elam isha mitzvah. The following things of Avah mitzvah, le magdishim. You're not allowed to be magdish something. Ve'loi marichin. We're not allowed to be marich something. The Torah says every person, based on their gender and their age, has a certain value. That you're not allowed to do on you're not allowed to be maruch on Yontif, Shabbos Yontif. V'loy machrimim. Somebody says something should be cherim. The halacha is tam charomim lebed kabayis. So just like we're not allowed to be magdish something on Shabbos and Yontif, so too we're not allowed to be machrim. V'loy magminin trumim maisa. Halacha that we've learned so many times. The halacha is that one may not do that on Shabbos and Yontif. The halacha, however, is that even though we're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, "Mishatchen al tinoikis li'oros b'Shabbos." You could mention a shidduch on Shabbos. The tinoikis l'lam de'sefer l'lam de'umnes. You could arrange for your child to be registered in yeshiva. That is mutter on Shabbos because they didn't do an actual act of being magdish. Kol el b'yontiv amru. All of these activities are also on Yontif. Kavachayim, they're also on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concludes, Ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos. There is no halachic difference between Yontif and Shabbos. Ela oichel nefesh b'vad. The only thing that we're allowed to do on Yontif, that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, as we've learned so many times in this Masechta, is oichel nefesh. So we learned in the Mishnah la'olam be'ilam, we're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos Yontif. Gezeira, Chazal were concerned, Shema Yitlash. That if you're going to go up the tree, you're going to rip off a branch. And in order to, chas v'shalom, avoid that, the halacha is that one can't go climb a tree. And actually, the halacha is one can't use a tree under any circumstance. One can't even lean against the tree. One may not ride an animal, Shabbos Yontif, because we're concerned that you may go outside of the tchum, says the Gemara Shmamina. So it seems from here we have a raya. The tchumim is a deraisa. That the issa tchum is deraisa. Because if it was only a derabanan, we know that Chazal don't make gzeira l'gzeira. So if Chazal said we're not allowed to ride, isn't that a raya that tchum is deraisa? Says the Gemara, no. Tchum is not a deraisa. El gzeira shem yachta yichzmeira. We're concerned that while you're riding, you may come and rip off a branch to lead the animal with, and that's, of course, an issa deraisa. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Kiva teaches us that tchumim is issa deraisa, because the pasuk says, Ayetze ish b'mekaymai b'yayim ha'shvi. The machlokes rishonim, how do we understand that? Some rishonim say that everybody agrees that the tchum of Yud Bey's mill is a deraisa. And others say that the Rambam, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that every tchum, even Yud Bey's mill, is not a deraisa. So the Baal Amor wants to bring a raya to the opinion of the Ramban from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that it can't be that the reason you're not allowed to ride an animal is because of tchum, because tchum is not a deraisa. But if, says the Baal Amor, if the Rambam is correct, and Yud Bey's mil tchum is an issa deraisa, so why did the Gemara saying? Why did the Gemara say we're not allowed to ride an animal because of the Yud Bey's mil? Must be, says the Baal Amor, that even the tchum of Yud Bey's mil is not an issa deraisa. The Ramban, defending the Rambam, says that Yud Bey's mil is a very far distance. And it was very unusual for somebody to travel such a far distance on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, even if you hold it's a deraisa, there was no reason to make exer for it. Another explanation that Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam gives to defend his father, he says that on Shabbos, the Rambam holds that Yud Bey's mill is a deraisa. But the halachas that we're learning here are not limited to Shabbos. They apply to Yontif as well. And in Yontif, it's not an issa deraisa. So therefore, So therefore, why would be if the issa for riding was because of tchum, why would it be also to ride on yontif? It must be, as the Gemara just said, gzeira shem yachtach zmeira. We learned further, v'lo shatam on b'mayim, we're not allowed to swim. Why? Says the Gemara, gzeira shem yachtach zmeira. Shaitan Chazal were concerned that he's going to make a raft, which of course we're not allowed to make on Shabbos. V'lo tapchem v'lo meraktim, we're not allowed to clap or dance, gzeira shem yachtach klishir, because somebody may end up fixing an instrument. And as we quoted the Tosfos on the Aflamet Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil Tanan, that Tosfos says that that was only in the time of Chazal, where people knew how to make instruments and fix instruments. But bizman azeh, we don't know how to fix an instrument. The halacha is we can sing, we could clap and dance. And that's the way the Ramah paskins and Oyer Chaim Simen Shin Lamates Sif Gimel. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that once Chazal said that there's an Isser, even though the reasoning, as Tosfos explains, doesn't apply, the Isser still applies. Ve'elam Rishus Loidonin. Ask the Gemara for a mitzvah covered. The Dayan is doing a mitzvah. So why does the Gemara, when introduced the halacha of Loidonin, say Ve'elahem Mishum Rishus? It's not a Rishus, it's a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Loitzrichet Adif Minei, that there's somebody who's greater than him. So since there's a bigger Talmud Chacham in town, he doesn't have a mitzvah to do this in Torah. Because the halacha is that it should go to the bigger Talmud Chacham. He has right under certain circumstances. That's what the Mishnah says. V'leidonin, that we're not allowed to do a din Torah on Shabbos, because Leidonin, Even though it could be something that you're allowed to do, that involves rishus and involves something that's appropriate to do.